Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette.
Welcome to the Business Roundup Talk Show. If you are an entrepreneur, small or large business owner, or are thinking about pursuing a business venture, you'll want to be a part of this show. We will spotlight guests from a variety of business genres around the nation. And now, here's your host, speaker, author, and business owner, Donna Page Riley.
Well, good afternoon, happy Saturday, and welcome to the Business Roundup Show. Today is Saturday, February 11th, and we are broadcasting from the lovely and wonderful city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Donna Page Riley, and of course, most of you are familiar with my What is Etiquette Anyway show, but I am equally excited about this new show. And, of course, this will be the platform to hear business owners around the nation. They'll provide us with expert information about what they do, how they do it, and can inspire you to work your passion and to operate in your gifts as well. This will give business experts an opportunity to promote and give sound advice. And you may join the conversation by calling 347-324-3295, or you can simply shoot us an email at missdonnaspeaks.com. Well, once again, I'm so excited about this brand new show. Actually, I had a vision for this show a couple of years ago, and so now we're looking at the vision coming into fruition. So I am so very excited. And on our first show, I am delighted to welcome to you Ms. Dawana Swift, and she's the owner of Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. And also, I'm excited to welcome Ms. Nathalie Ellis as well. So, Dawana, how are you?
Good. It's nice to be here.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you on. And, of course, you are the first premier of business that will be premiering on this show. If you would, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Dawana Swift, and I am a licensed clinical social worker. I've been providing therapy for over 10 years, and I provide therapy for children, adults, and families. And my practice is called Counseling Services, Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. And I'm just delighted to be able to help people. I want people to gain the strength and skills to alleviate the problems in their life.
Wonderful. And I know oftentimes we don't talk enough about counseling or therapy because it's very well needed and it's okay, right?
Yes, it's very needed. Sometimes there's a stigma and people don't want to come because they feel ashamed and they feel like others will say negative things about them. But it's really a good support for you. If you're going through different problems, such as kids may go through bullying, sometimes they feel isolated in school, then therapists are there to help them gain the skills to overcome that bullying and be able to stand up for themselves. We help them gain social skills and just being able to advocate for themselves. You can also provide services such as family therapy. Sometimes family members have different challenges, and they clash and have different you know, arguments and conflicts with each other. Sometimes it's deep-seated and deep-rooted conflicts that have been going on for a long time that it's been pushed back. So therapists help to bring out those problems so that people can learn to overcome the challenges and just develop better relationships in their lives.
Wow. That is very good. And I certainly want to talk a little bit about the bullying piece. But you know what? When I saw the name of your company, Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Service, I thought that was really interesting. How did you come up with that name?
Well, I was thinking the name Compassion Fosters Change came up because in the word compassion, you know, it means to show concern for the suffering of others, and that helps you to want to alleviate that suffering. And that's what I try to do in being a therapist. That's what I think all therapists should do, is try to be compassionate. In the process of showing that compassion, then people feel comforted and supported, and then they want to come and talk about their concerns and share more of their ideas and their challenges and their hardships they've been through. And then they can work on changing their negative behaviors to positive behaviors because they feel comfortable and feel like someone is listening to them. So compassion fosters change.
Wow. That's really, really good. You know, it's the name, there's a real impact there on the name. So that's great. Let me ask you, basically, I know some of the things you talk about and with children as well as adults, and I know one of your major areas is trauma. Can you talk about trauma? Oftentimes people, you know, you might hear the word trauma, but may not necessarily understand exactly what type of trauma or what that involves. So can you just kind of, you know, let the audience know a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, you know, in the DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, it says that the essential feature of PTSD is the development of characteristic symptoms following exposure to one or more traumatic events. Now, the person who's experienced that trauma could have either experienced the trauma themselves or witnessed the trauma. So they could have seen it happen to somebody else, and then they become traumatized by it. So then there's the range of symptoms that the person develops. And the symptoms, the clinical presentation varies among each, you know, individual. So some of the symptoms can include re-experiencing, avoidance, hypervigilance, nightmares, having flashbacks. So those are just a few of the symptoms.
Interesting. So what it sounds as though whether going through that traumatic experience yourself versus observing someone going through that, it sounds like it has basically the same effect, or it certainly can have the same overpowering effect on either party, right? Wow.
Right. If you've experienced yourself or you've witnessed it, because it's some different types of trauma can be being in a hurricane, being in a fire, a car accident, and then there's child abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. So there's very different types of trauma, and then you experience those different types of symptoms. So you also could have seen someone be, you know, physically abused. So that can present trauma in itself too.
Very interesting. And if you all are just joining us, you are listening to the New Business Roundup Talk Show. Our first guest is Ms. Dawana Swift, owner of Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Service. She just told us about how she came up with the name, which is a very unique name. And also, we're talking a little bit about trauma and how trauma not only affects the person that's being traumatized, but the person who actually may be observing this. So We definitely, this is really, really interesting. I want to go ahead and go to the phone. And callers, we will be right with you. Thank you so much for your patience. And we've begun getting emails, too. And I want to certainly get to those as well. So let me pick up extension 2264. Hi, thanks for calling the Business Roundup Show. Hello. Hi there. Thanks so much for calling the Business Roundup Show. We are speaking right now with Dawana Swift. We're talking about, so far she's talked about trauma. We're going to be talking about bullying. I know you mentioned bullying, Dawana, and that's certainly, like I said, it's something I certainly would like to discuss a little more. But caller, thanks so much for calling. And can we have your name or your question or comment?
My name is Takima Russell, and I was calling in reference to, I wanted to ask some questions about bullying and how trauma relates to bullying. My son had an experience where he had been going to a school for quite a while, and the kids kind of did things to that the school didn't really consider bullying, but to a person like looking in, you would say that it was bullying. For instance, posting stuff on Instagram about him, taking like his belongings, let's see, some other stuff that they did, to the point where it was just uncomfortable for my son to be at school. When I say the trauma was so dramatic to the point where he did not want to go to school because of the things that he had endured, so that was like his first year of school. Then the second year when he came back, because he had so much trauma the first year, he just could not, like, literally function to the point where he wouldn't put his book bag down. He wouldn't, if they were having, like, a whole group session, he wouldn't even participate in the whole group session. What are some things that can be done to support him, not just like counseling, but some other things that are out there to help with that?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry your son has gone through this. It's been happening to a lot of kids these days. I think that maybe getting more parents involved, maybe you form a group with other parents and you all can go and speak with the school administrators about the bullying that's occurring so that the school administrators can be more aware and do more monitoring in the school. And maybe there could be some groups formed, like some social groups for your kid and maybe some of the other children in the school. They may want to form a specific social group so that they can advocate to go against bullying, and then they can do different activities together like that. You can also go to, you know, just join different types of sports activities, you know, things that can get them physically active so that they can gain more self-esteem. That's one of the key, because you do tend to become depressed and really sad, and you want the kid to be able to figure out what talents and skills they have so that they can overcome those feelings of depression. So figuring out what your son likes to do and going with that and having them enhance those skills, getting them involved in different activities of what they would like to do, I think would really help out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what if you have done all of that? Like right now we're in counseling, and she's giving him like some defense strategies. My son actually is special needs. And so he is in a resource class, but there are some engagements where he is brought out to function with the other kids. So we have tried all of the things that you have suggested to the point where now we're in counseling. And counseling is kind of based on our insurance. So, you know, soon it's going to run out. And because it's going to run out, we just try to figure out, you know, like what other ways are there or what other resources are there available to help out.
So with the counseling, do you know if there's sometimes there's like a community support individual or somebody who can go to the school and and speak with some of the administrators and help advocate for the student. And sometimes you can do that. But that depends on the insurance as well.
Okay.
Is he involved in different activities at school or somewhere else or in the community?
Well, he's involved in the community. It's like church and other little activities we sign him up for. You just would wonder, he spent 8 hours of his day at school, and the school always say, like, you know, he perceives he's being bullied, but then you have all these emails where people have put their hands on him, they have did other things to him. You just don't perceive it. So it, to me, it's almost like how somebody say something leaves a bad taste in your mouth, because the system has continued to let us down so much now that even with the counseling, he doesn't want to put his book bag down. And to the new teacher that's coming in, it's a sign like, oh, well, this, he's being disrespectful, but not even considering all of the other stuff that he has endured from just, I mean, when I say he done endured a lot from the kids passing his paper around laughing, and they tell the teacher, because he's not as fast as they are, they tell the teacher like, oh, we didn't know it was his paper. And then the teacher turns and starts to yell at him because now he's running around the class trying to get his paper from the other children.
So, and you've had meetings with the teacher to discuss all the bullying?
We done had an advocate. We done had an attorney. That's what made me sign him up for counseling, because one day he came home and he said he we were actually in counseling, and he said that the counselor asked had he ever had thought of harming himself. And I said no, and he said yes, and she said, Mom, let him talk. So that's when we realized, like, okay, even with me telling him to ignore some of it, you know, try not to to do certain things, even, like, having him say to himself, like, we done gave so many different advice, you know, things that he can do. I get it, kids are going to be kids, but at the point we done ran out of, like, you know, things to do. We done ran out of giving him other alternatives to do, to the point where it's like, okay, is there something else out there for kids who are being bullied to kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? To have, like, to get, like, a peace of mind. Because we involved the parents the last time, and the parents was like, oh, you know, we're going to meet up, and we're going to go to different engagements. I ain't heard from that parent since.
Oh. So, I mean, if the teachers are not willing to help you and you're being an involved parent, which is really good, and the other school administrators aren't helping, then I don't know if that's a healthy school environment. Would it be, would you need to move to a different school so that
that's
more healthy environment?
Right. Yeah. Somebody else gave that option, but it's, you know, it's rough with the schools and how they grade the schools. So many different schools have so many different grades. Like, I think they score them like a 1 out of 10. The schools in our area are like a 2. So we're going from a 6 to a 2. But
yeah,
I appreciate you.
If I can interrupt just for a second, we're going to take a quick break. Takima, can you stay over? Can I hold you over?
Sure.
Okay, I'd like to hold you over. I'm going to take a quick break because I want to also bring the other therapist on, Ms. Natalie. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back.
Do you want your children to be respectful and kind to others? Do you want to foster positive relationships, gain the skills to manage traumatic experiences, or just learn helpful ways to manage the stresses of everyday life? If you do, contact Awana Swift at CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you will experience a listening ear and gain the skills and insight to manage problems on your own. Counseling services are provided for children, adults, and families. For a consultation or to make an appointment, go to CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. 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 At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you and your family will receive the support needed to foster more happiness in life. Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com.
You are listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Email your comments or questions to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com or call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, I think we were having a little bit of difficulty. If you are just joining us, you are listening to the Business Roundup Show, and we took a short break. We want to go ahead and bring our additional therapist on. Natalie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hi, how are
Donna?
You?
I'm great,
yes,
how are
you? Yes, how
are
you doing? I'm doing well, thank you. We were talking, we had a parent, her name is Dakima Russell, and I'm pretty sure you, hopefully you heard the conversation. I wanted to also bring you in as well on the conversation.
Yes.
We just held her over, and I do want to make sure that you guys are going to, if you're listening online live to us, we're going to lose you in about 6 minutes. However, we are going to continue our show because we want to make sure that we can answer all the questions you have. We have some other comments that are coming in as well. And thank you all for your patience. Rest assured we will get to you. Again, if you're listening live, you're going to lose us at about 3:30, but we're going to continue the show. You will be go
able to go back and listen to the entire archive version. Okay? All right. So, Dawana.
Yes.
Okay. I know, and I believe Takima is still there. Are you still there, Takima?
I am.
Okay, great. Okay, Natalie, do you want to kind of weigh in on what Takima
was
speaking about the school as well? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I do want to weigh in. And Takima, like Dawana expressed, you know, we're sorry that this type of thing is happening, but unfortunately it is something that's happening school-wide and multiple levels. You know, and one of the things, again, when meeting with clients, it's about not just advocating through the schools, parents, helping parents become more educated as to the things they can do, helping teachers and everybody become more aware of what is bullying and what and how the impact to your child, but also helping, you know, your son become more empowered because,
okay.
You know, part of everything is about how do we manage and how do we cope and how do we work through the things that happens around us. And
okay.
And a lot of that is about becoming more empowered. And so, yes, definitely validating his feelings, so checking in with him as often, because it sounds like he is having a difficult time. And like you mentioned, he does spend 8 hours of his day at school, kind of like the adult spending 8 hours of our day at work, and then we're miserable at work. And so, yeah, when he comes home, making sure that you do validate what's going on, checking in with him, validating whatever he's feeling. But one of the key things, too, is, which is why activities become so important, because it's about balancing. So because he spends so much of his time at school, and at this moment school is not the best thing, is not going the best for him, then we want to make sure, you know what, he is doing other things that he enjoys to help balance that not-so-good experience.
Okay.
Because as you mentioned, we can't really go to another school, so this is something he's going to have to kind of work through. But if we could empower him with other things that give him joy, give him happiness, give him empowerment. You know, if there's sports that he likes, and, you know, the YMCA have free programs. There's a lot of things out there with free programs. Get him involved in activities that he enjoys. Then, you know what, if school wasn't the best, but you know what, I have this I could look forward to at the end of the day. I could go look forward to football or piano, whatever it is that he enjoys, because that will help empower him. Because, again, there's a lot of not so good things that happens, and unfortunately when talking about mental health, it is a lot about how do we manage the bad things that happens to us, you know, whether it's through the traumas that we experience, whether it's through day-to-day loss, whether it's you know, bad experiences we go through, how do we come back from that? And, you know, a lot of us sometimes, because of our busy schedule, because of a lot of things we got going on, it becomes very difficult to come back from that. And so it's important on a daily basis to empower ourselves and to take care of ourselves. And so part of that, too, is figuring out, okay, this was not a good day today. What do I need to do to make it better for tomorrow? What are the things that I need to do to take care of myself? And getting involved in activities, getting involved in you know, taking care of our health, taking care of our physical health. One of the big things through my agency that I truly, truly promote is helping people understand that mental health impacts physical
mm-hmm.
health. You know, and so finding that balance
mm-hmm.
is really, really important. But, you know, one thing I would strongly urge, you know, with your son is to give him his power back, because he does have a lot more power than he thinks. Because as we know, you know, people will say and do things all the time, and that we can't always control, but what we do is what we can control. So what can he do differently to stand up for himself, to uplift his mood, to advocate, or to walk away, or to defend, whatever it is that he needs to do to give him the power back. Because, that's, you know, it sounds as if he's lost some of that power and he's feeling helpless, he's feeling hopeless. And these are the things that we have to pay attention to when it comes to mental health. It sounds like you did a great job of following all the steps with going to the schools and getting him involved, and then getting him into counseling. So you've done your part, and so helping him also do his part. You know, ultimately, if this is not the best environment, then we have to figure out what to do about that as well.
Okay.
But definitely empowering him, checking in with him, you know, with kids and with boys particularly, it does come out a lot in acting out behaviors. And so allowing them to talk, express themselves is really, really, really important, because you don't want him to isolate. You don't want him to hold things in. Because, again, part of the mental health piece, too, is we have a lot of things that happens to us from day to day, and we, if we don't have a way of expressing it or dealing with it or in a healthy way, then it kind of just stays in us, and it grows and grows and grows, and it becomes something bigger than what it needs to be.
Right. That's what we just got to, because he got into his first fight.
Yes.
So I've experienced some things in life, and I try to use my experiences to help my kids. So
yes,
I know that I had lost my son, actually. His father and the sheriff was police officer was hustling over the gun, and he discharged and killed my son. And I know when I went to counseling, I would use writing a notepad. And
yes,
so
ma'am.
That's
great
what we
tragedy.
Started out doing, writing in a notepad. Everything he would go through, I would say, "Babe, you know, tell the teacher first and then write it in your notepad." You know, we went through that phase, and then we went through the, you know, I try to be supportive of the nonviolence. So we went through that, you know, don't hit back, keep, you know, say to yourself, walk away, go tell the teacher. You know, we tried so many different methods to, he just got into his first fight, and it was to the point where he screamed out, "He's tired, I'm tired." And to sit in an environment and hear kids, you know, like they have like a little environment where they get to talk and say the different things. Kids can be really, really cruel, and sometimes you don't even understand why they're so cruel. They said they didn't even want him there because he was different. How do you as a child make a decision not to want someone there when you haven't even given them a chance?
Well, the thing about mental health also and trauma, you know, hurt people hurt people. If we're hurt, we hurt others. You know, so, you know, in my experience, and Ms. Dawana could attest to that, there's a lot of hurt people out there. And hurt people, of course, you know, adults, and then we have children, and then there's a lot of hurt children out there. So I wouldn't be surprised. Again, we work with a lot of these kids through the foster care system, the juvenile justice system, just through the school system. A lot of these kids are also, other kids are also hurting. And so when I'm hurt, I want to hurt others. And unfortunately, that's been the cycle that, you know, that's been put out there. And so, which is why, again, your role in helping people become aware of how to be compassionate, as Ms. Dawn is, you know, named, you know, how to be compassionate. Because unfortunately, these kids, they're doing that because they have their own stuff too, you know. And so helping others become compassionate, helping others know how to do something different, how to help them cope differently. Sometimes in the schools, we encourage the social workers to do groups. Maybe some of these other kids need to get involved in how to be compassionate to others, to other people that are different. But, you know, unfortunately, there is a lot of that going on. There's a lot of hurting people. There's a lot of scared people in this society. And we tend to make poor and bad decisions, and we tend to do things to unfortunately hurt others. But with your son, definitely validate what he goes through, encourage him to speak about what's going on, get him involved in things that he enjoys doing, making sure he feels empowered because he is empowered, and he has to believe that. So that's the work definitely with his therapist and with yourself to continue to do that work.
Okay.
That would be really good. You have to empower him, and it's really good that you've gotten him into counseling. So that's a really good thing. Do you know if there are any school social workers there at the school, or have you spoken to his counselors at the school?
I have, and my kids, I guess because we have such a good relationship, I try to allow them to talk to me and tell me the things that they like and they don't like, because I also have another child, and my kids are like 8 months apart. But they say a lot of stuff that when they go talk to them, it doesn't stay private. That was a concern. Like, you know, if I tell you something, then I shouldn't hear it from somebody else, you know, a couple of days later.
I think there was an incident with my daughter where she was having some issues, and one of the people said, you know, it's her daddy issue. That wasn't for everybody to, like, we not, that wasn't supposed to have been done like that. Like, the way some people do things is just a little awkward for me. Like, I try to treat people how I want to be treated. I don't think I would want nobody to come up talking about, oh, the reason why I'm doing this is because of my daddy issue. I don't know.
Right.
We just, some things just require training and common sense. Don't always come out the way it's supposed to.
Well, definitely keep encouraging, you know, your kids to get the help and support, because that's definitely key. You know, we tend to, again, want to keep things to ourselves, feeling as if we're the only ones who's going through these things. But, you know, as you know, there's a lot of parents in the same situation. There's a lot of kids in the same situation. So it's important to ask for help. That's another form of empowerment, asking for help, asking for support. If you don't get it from this person, then, you know, hopefully continue to get it from someone else until, you know, they get the help and support. So that's definitely great to do.
Okay.
Well, great. Thank you so much for calling in to share. I'm sure there are other parents that may be going through the same thing. And so with you calling in and being transparent, we thank you so much for that. And hopefully this information will certainly help as well. We certainly do appreciate it. And if you're just joining us, you are listening to the Business Roundup. We are talking to Ms. DeWanna Swift. She's the owner of Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. We're also talking to Natalie Ellis as well, and she's giving us some great advice. I want to go to an email here that we have. It says, Ms. Donna, thank you for this new show. I've listened to your etiquette show for 4 years and look forward to hearing from the businesses you spotlight. Thanks to the therapist and the mother who is sharing. My daughter is going through something similar, and I will contact their agency soon. Okay, so that's kind of immediately. We're seeing that you all are helping right now, and we are so grateful for that. Here's another one that says, my daughter gets very depressed when she makes lower than an A. I mean very, very depressed, that she sits in her room for days. Is this normal? She has, and this comes from Kathy, and Kathy lives in Conyers, Georgia. So either one of you can take that.
You said when she gets really depressed when she makes
anything
lower than an A. Mm-hmm. Wow, I can remember going I can remember going to school with a couple students like that back when I was in high school. It was really amazing. I'm going to let you all kind of ponder on that for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and we'll come back and we will address that question. I'll give you guys a chance to kind of ponder over that. We will be right back in just a moment.
Welcome to MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' minds when describing Miss Donna's voice. Friendly, refreshing, sincere, trustworthy, and smooth are also accurate adjectives. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help make your message stand out from the rest. Ms. Donna is available for script writing, on hold and fold messaging system, business presentations, live announcing, commercials, audio books, documentaries and e-learning, corporate narrations, and more. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right choice and voice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. Welcome to Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars, formerly Pages Charm and Modeling Studio, has been serving and enhancing the confidence of both children and adults for over 20 years. From public speaking workshops to business over lunch sessions, we continue to assist you in meeting your personal and professional goals. Other seminar topics include Dress for Success, Girl Scout workshops, customer service, and parenting workshops, to name only a few. One of our training resources used is What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book is enjoyed by children of all ages. In addition to our workshops, our What is Etiquette Anyway? Live interactive radio talk show gives you an opportunity to ask questions and share comments. For additional information, to schedule a workshop, or to purchase our book, please go to www.pagesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. Pages Etiquette Seminars is making the world a polite place to live. Do you want your children to be respectful and kind to others? Do you want to foster positive relationships, gain the skills to manage traumatic experiences, or just learn helpful ways to manage the stresses of everyday life? If you do, contact Awana Swift at CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. CompassionFostersChange FostersChange@yahoo.com. At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you will experience a listening ear and gain the skills and insight to manage problems on your own. Counseling services are provided for children, adults, and families. For a consultation or to make an appointment, go to CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. 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 At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you and your family will receive the support needed to foster more happiness in life. Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com.
You are listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Email your comments or questions to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Or call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We are speaking with Dawana Swift and Natalie Ellis. They're giving us some great information about trauma, about just therapy in general. And before we went to the break, there was a lady, a parent, that says that her daughter, actually becomes very depressed when she makes anything lower than an A, stating that she stays in her room for days at a time, and if that was normal. So if you all would address that, that would be great.
Okay, this is Dawana. I believe that maybe the mom could ask the daughter, what does an A mean for her? I think she would need to define what an A means for her, what a B means for her, what a C, what all of those represent for her, so she can just get an idea of what her thinking is. Sometimes we have a lot of
negative cognitions, and we have to work through changing those cognitions. So we can also talk about what would be the worst thing that could happen if you did get a C or an F. You know, what's the worst that's going to happen? And so, you know, once she gets an idea of what can happen, then she may be able to work through how she's going to deal with those issues when she does get lower than an A. For instance, if she did receive a C, what's the worst that's going to happen? She may have to retake a test, or she may have to do some extra credit work, or she may have to just study harder for the next test. So giving her these ideas and finding out exactly what does it mean to make an A, a B, a C for her, then you can move on and pick further steps in determining how to manage that situation.
Yeah, and if I could chime in, this is Natalie Ellis. Definitely, as the mom was saying in her email, it is a concern if she presents depressed and sleeping for days at a time. So that is something to pay attention to. And so to piggyback on what Ms. Duana mentioned, sometimes we have beliefs about ourselves, and some of those beliefs are not always rational. We may have irrational beliefs. For example, if we have a belief that we must be perfect, I have to be perfect, okay? So that's a belief that I have about myself. Those beliefs create feelings, which then creates action. So it creates feelings and body sensations, which then there's an action associated with that. And so part of the therapy and what we help clients with is helping them recognize if the belief that they have about themselves, is it rational or irrational? So if we have an irrational belief such as I am perfect, I must be perfect, which then creates a feeling because, as we know, there's no such thing, right? And so helping that person recognize that belief, and there's a feeling associated with that belief when we happen to not be perfect, okay? Because then that could create a feeling of sadness. So if her belief is to be perfect and he or she makes lower than an A, then the response is feeling of sadness, feeling of unworthy maybe. And then there's an action that's associated with that, which is wanting to isolate, sleep, okay? And there could be body sensations also, because when we're sad, we may have headaches, we may have physical pain, we may have stomach aches. So part of our work with clients is helping them recognize all those things. Our thoughts influences our feelings and actions, okay, and vice versa. So everything impacts everything. And so, again, going back to what Duana says, helping her recognize what happens if you don't have an A. What does that say about you? What does that mean? Okay. But definitely it is a concern if she is sleeping for days at a time. That's something to definitely pay attention to and to look at, helping her kind of understand what beliefs she does have about herself and help her recognize what emotions are associated with that, what feelings are associated with that, body sensations, because I'm sure there's a lot of physical issues too going on, stomach aches, headaches, and so helping the young lady kind of see all that, and of course the actions associated with that. Okay, so that is something to be concerned about and to definitely take notice. Definitely help her recognize these things now, before, you know, because again, as we get older, some beliefs that we have, the older we get, the more we hold on to those beliefs. And if they are irrational, then those are things we're going to carry into our adulthood. Okay? And so that is something, the blessing about working with children is we could capture some of those things early on and work with them early on and help them recognize and become aware of some of these things early on, so they could definitely have the tools, the skills, the awareness to do something different. So I would definitely encourage the mom to seek help, to seek support for her daughter.
Great. And I'm sure that was very helpful. I want to see if we can pick up a couple more callers. And callers, thank you so much for being patient. And those of you that are sending us messages, we're going to get to those. Let's see, extension 4999. Hello. Extension 4999. Hello. Thanks for calling the Business Roundup. Hello, can you hear me?
Just listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Okay, and some of you may just be listening. I'm going to go to the other caller here, extension 2264, extension 2264. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
There.
Hi.
Yes, hi. What is your comment or question?
I wanted to make a comment. I had a situation where my daughter had a teacher, and the teacher was giving certain kids certain like praises for having a certain grade. And so it had gotten to the point where they had to get like a certain grade, like either you were on the A or you were on the failing list. So it became to a point, got to a point where my daughter just had in her mind she had to get a certain grade. So we came up with this saying, if you gave it your best, I'm proud of your best. Some people have expectations for you to meet. That does not always mean that you are going to meet their expectations. If you do your best at whatever you're doing, then you have to be within proud of yourself. So if making an A is what you got, you made an A. If you made a B, then that's what you got. That's what you earned. But don't ever get to a point where you feel that a grade dictates who you are. Because sometimes as kids, we promote, like, yay, you made an A, you made an A. As a parent, I had to become cautious of that too. Like, yes, you made an A, yes, you made a B, but if you gave it your best, I'm proud of that B just the way I am proud of that A.
That's a very good point. This is Natalie again. That's a very good point because, you know, we do, society, parents, the world, we do put expectations on things, which is great. But everyone is different in how they're going to meet that expectation. And so it's important to be aware of that as a parent and also, you know, the child. And those things happen really early on. Really early on from infancy, the child kind of figures out in their environment what all are people expecting from me. And those are what the beliefs become about. And so you're absolutely right. Again, it's about doing your best. And it's also helping people recognize these expectations that people have, you know, does that define who I am? Because a lot of our mental health is all about how we perceive ourselves. How we perceive ourselves then dictates how we're going to perceive the world around us. So those perceptions is critical in helping people become aware of what's going on mentally with them. So, yes, that's a very great information.
Right, and it's good that you're advocating and you're cheering and praising that person because kids need that. They need to feel the praise for the good grades they make, even if it's not an A, if it's just a B. Just, you know, they need to hear that praise so because that's going to help them have more positive thoughts and beliefs about themselves. And like Natalie said, our thoughts do influence our feelings, which in turn influences our actions. So that's how we want to work through changing any negative cognitions that you have. You want to think of more helpful thoughts, and then hopefully that can produce more positive feelings, which will produce more positive actions and behaviors, okay?
Absolutely. Well, wow. Well, listen, ladies, this has been such a powerful show. I'm going to have to just ask you right away because we still have people we haven't gotten an opportunity to address. I'm going to ask you certainly to come back if you are available. I just, when I do any of the shows, I want to make sure that we are empowering our listeners and I feel kind of bad when we don't have an opportunity to get to all of them, and especially by this being our first Business Roundup show, I'm really excited about that. And however, thank you all for your patience, and we're going to see if you all are maybe available to come back on. We would certainly love to have you, because we still have some unanswered questions here. I have one question here that says, please ask Ms. DeWanna and Ms. Natalie, how young are the children you counsel? What's the minimum age and where are you located? Let me go ahead and let you address that, and then we'll probably have to end there and then see when we can pick up again.
Okay. Yes. And Ms. Donna, thank you so much for this opportunity. And we could definitely, if you want to email us questions, we could definitely answer the questions so the parents or whomever could receive those questions, the answers to those mm-hmm. questions. So we're happy to do that if we need to. But definitely, mm-hmm. I see kids as young as 3. I know Ms. DeWanna sees kids that age, that young too, because, again, trauma and life events, unfortunately, there's no age to when bad things may happen or experiences may happen. So we do see kids as young as 3, utilizing play therapy, art therapy. So there's all type of ways to kind of get to expressing some of those emotions, kind of help them work through whatever it is that's going on. So, and then we take as old as seniors. And so couples, individuals, we've done some groups as well. So we work with a wide range of kind of clients and helping them work through the things that they're going through.
Right, we do. We take kids from age 3 on up, and we provide different types of therapy. Like Natalie said, play therapy. There's trauma-focused cognitive behavior therapy, dialectical behavioral skills therapy, and family therapy. So we provide all different types of therapy, and just give us a call. We'll be glad to see you and talk to you.
And please let them know where you are located.
Okay, the address is 2855 Candler Road, Suite 9, Decatur, Georgia, 334.
And in case you all joined us late, you have been listening to the Business Roundup Show. We've been speaking with DeWanna Swift and Natalie Ellis. I'm going to ask you, ladies, I normally host my What is Etiquette Anyway show on Sunday evenings. I am willing to preempt that show on tomorrow at 7 p.m. to see if you all can come back. If you can come back and do a part 2, I'll feel so comfortable with closing out this show with knowing that we're going to be able to address these other areas and the other callers that we still have on the line. And callers, thank you so much for your patience. I so apologize. We were unable to get to all of you this evening. So DeWanna, Natalie, are you guys available tomorrow evening at 7?
Okay.
Definitely. Definitely. I think both of us, okay. DeWanna and myself, one thing we want to make sure to let the audience know, mental health is something really, really important. So we're strong advocates in people getting the help and the support that they need and getting the awareness that they need. So that's something
wonderful.
That we're definitely
encourage. Wonderful. So listeners, okay, you heard it here first. We are going to come back with part 2. We're certainly going to address the rest of your questions and comments. Thank you so much for joining us on our first Business Roundup show. We're going to preempt our What is Etiquette Anyway show tomorrow, and we're going to continue this conversation. And I certainly want to thank you, DeWanna, and Natalie, for the information that you've given this evening. Thank you for the callers, those of you that have sent messages. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to our show and being a part of our new show this evening, which is the Business Roundup. We ask that you would spread the word and ask others to tune in as well. Together, we can inspire others to operate in their God-given gifts while making an impact on our communities near and far. Write the vision, make it plain, and just run with it. Again, thank you so much for listening. It's been a very, very powerful show. We will pick this conversation up tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Take care. Thank you again. Good night. God bless.
You've been listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Thanks for listening and join us again next time as we hear from another exciting business expert.